Yeah, man. Let's talk.
Donkey of the day today.
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, August 20th, goes to a young woman named Tyja Russell. Tyja is 29 years old, and she's from the great state of New Jersey. Dropping the clues bombs for New Jersey, damn it. Now, before we talk about Tyja, let me ask y'all a question out there. When the last time you got stood up? When is the last time you told someone you wanted to take them out and didn't show up, huh? When is the last time you told someone to come over and you fell asleep on their ass? I have homeboys now who are not married, not in a committed relationship, not part of this faithful black male community, and they tell me stories like this all the time, especially when we out of town. All right, women come to the hotel and be downstairs in the lobby for hours because said individual has fallen asleep on their ass. Every time I hear stories like this, I feel for those women. Because to me, this is a different level of disrespect, all right? If a man calls you over and tells you that he fell asleep on you, he's either A, lying because he was going through his phone and decided to call a couple different chicks, and whoever got there first is who he's with, hence why he is not answering for you, or B, you just don't excite him like that, okay? You're not falling asleep on a woman you are really excited to see. In fact, that adrenaline rush you get from seeing or being around a woman you're into is gonna wake your ass up, all right? You got a woman coming over, you get excited, all right? You think you're gonna get some ass, so you go hop your ass in the shower, and that shower gonna wake you up. Then you're gonna lotion up, throw on some basketball shorts and a fresh t-shirt, spray some cologne on, roll up something to smoke, pour you a glass of something, and wait for the young lady you called over to arrive, okay? I fell asleep. You fell asleep? How boring was your box? You know, the box that you, how boring was your box that the thought of you coming over puts a man to sleep? All right? So, yes, ladies, you should feel extremely disrespected when you come to see a man and he tells you, I fell asleep. That, you wouldn't feel disrespected, G, if that happened to you?
Yeah, I'd be annoyed that I came out of my way.
And that's exactly what happened to Tyja M. Russell. Now, according to the New York Daily News, Tyja was the side chick. All right, that's the New York Daily News words, not mine. All right, Tyja was this young man. She was visiting side chick, and the young man told authorities that he asked Russell to come to his house for sex, but he fell asleep before she arrived. Disrespectful. When Tyja got to the man's house, she called him eight times, but he didn't pick up. After eight phone calls, she allegedly texted the man, I see you want to die.
Damn.
Followed by, you wasted my money to come out of here? And then around 4 a.m., security cameras saw Maja knocking on this young man's door, and he still didn't answer. Ladies, when this is over, rewind and listen to what I said about a man disrespecting you. The level of disrespect this young woman, Tyja, received is 4 in the morning. You got there and called 8 times. You knocked on his door, and he igging the hell out of you. Not to mention you already his side chick. What else is there to do, especially after you sent him the I see you want to die text? Well, you got to attempt to kill him. Let's go to News 12 New Jersey to see how Tyja M. Russell handled this situation.
A woman is accused of setting a man's home on fire after she was invited over for a late-night rendezvous. Police say this month, 29-year-old Tyja Russell went to the home on Barber Avenue. NorthJersey.com reports the man fell asleep, did not answer the door. They say that's when Russell set the home on fire. The man was taken to the hospital with burns and smoke inhalation.
Tyja was determined to have a hot date. All right. Remember when I told you that if a man falls asleep on you before you get there, that means the thought of your poom poom makes him sleepy? You out there giving out that boring ass box? Well, I think Tyja realized that in her mind, and she was not leaving that house that night without the word fire coming out of that man's mouth. She wanted that word to be used to describe her vagina, but she didn't get that opportunity, so she decided to set his crib ablaze. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. Other than her having an arson charge and an attempted murder charge and being held without bail, I kind of feel her. All right, see, let this be a lesson to you fools. All right, stop standing women up like that after you done wasted their time, energy, and money to come see you. All right, it's disrespectful and just not right. But ladies, don't be like Tyja. When a man doesn't value you, doesn't appreciate you, stands you up, don't do what Tyja did, even though it hurts not to react. All right, don't do what Tyja did. See, I know you really want to work this out, but I don't think this man is ever going to change. All right, when you do, but they don't, I just think it's best you go your separate ways. All right, sometimes you have to ask yourself, why should I stay in this relationship? When you're hurting, baby, you ain't happy, baby. Plus, there's just so many other things you got to deal with. So I just think that you should let it burn. All right, please let Remy Ma give Tyja Russell the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I might put something on her books.
Wow.
Might just buy some M&M's or something, some peanut M&M's or something.
My
man.
Goodness.
I feel her pain a little bit.
All right. Well, thank you for that Donkey of the Day. Now,
she was very literal and true to her words.
She was.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.